Hello, everybody. My name's Steve Walker, and I'm here with Ron. Ron heads up our sales team at Collinson Hall. We're here to talk about the market, to give you one of our regular market updates. We're approaching the middle of November 2021. So how's things been going since we last spoke, Ron?
It's been a really, really interesting couple of months since the last time I did a market update with you, Steve, or with John. And I think it's always interesting to get another perspective, which I'll try to pass forward. It's been a very, very busy, extremely busy last 3 months. Demand is as high as it was prior to stamp duty deadlines and so on earlier in the year. So we've been incredibly busy moving people as we thought we would be through this part of the year. I will say I am very surprised by the continued level of applicant demand of new buyers approaching St Albans from all over the southeast and wider England also.
Interesting. I mean, we're hearing quite a bit generally about stock shortages for people. Should people be concerned about that, or is there an opportunity there?
Depends how you look at it. If we're looking from a vendor's point of view, I would say that prior to the end of 2021 might be a really, really fascinating time to market your home based on levels of buyers and, yeah, probably a little bit of lack of supply. So we're actually achieving some fantastic figures. I'll share a story with you in a second about that. Is there an overall shortage? I think a lot of business was done earlier in the year prior to stamp duty deadline, and we are seeing, yeah, slightly less, but we are still seeing some very, very motivated vendors come to market. We've seen some fantastic prices being achieved. I won't give the address, but there was a house earlier in the month where we went to market at around 750 and achieved well over 800,000 just based on the fact that there was not a lot out there to purchase. A fabulous home, but not many like it, where there's usually a bit more of a supply. So yeah, it's a not to be worried about, but it's definitely an interesting place to be buying and selling at the moment.
Okay. The other thing that we're reading in the press, or I'm reading in the press, is the speculation about interest rates increases. I don't think anybody is doubting there will be an interest increase, or for that matter, that it's going to be nothing other than a fairly small one, but nevertheless, it will be an increase of some sort. Do you have any views on that and the impact it will have?
Yeah, I do. I think all markets are confidence led, and one of the things that can take a little bit of confidence out is an idea of higher value mortgages. So what I would say is, yeah, listening to what I've seen on the BBC and what the Bank of England could potentially be saying, there may well in 2022 be an interest rate increase. What I would say, if I was going to market today to buy somewhere potentially as a first time buyer, is I do my homework now. There are some excellent first time buyer deals out there. There's some excellent deals out there generally that aren't yet overly affected by the potential of an interest rate increase. So what I would say, there's some great deals out there. Get yourself as ready as you can, as early as you can, to attack the market in the new year if that's what your plan is to do.
That's interesting to hear. And I mean, certainly what I'm seeing, sort of keeping an eye on statistics on our systems, is that we've had pretty much record-breaking levels of people registering with us as you know, looking for property. I mean, I guess you're seeing that on the floor. I mean, is that truly representative? Have I got the right idea there?
Completely. Each day is more of a, it becomes like, what can we do today that beat yesterday? And I can tell you today we beat yesterday. And it's been some really, really staggering numbers of people getting registered. And there's not people who are registered before coming back to have another look. This is new buyers approaching the market every day across a huge scope of price ranges from, 250, which there's a lot of money, but in St Albans market, that's a sort of a one-bedroom studio, and one of our busiest ends of the market, well over £1 million. So we are seeing exceptional levels of interest.
Yeah, well, obviously we're happy to help anybody if they want to get talking through what's going on at the moment. Thanks very much, Ron. All very interesting, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Steve.
Cheers.